Carving time. Starting out. The path through life is never smooth. As we go along this path, we can feel lost and don't know which way to go. Sometimes, the best thing to do is just step bravely forwards. Yet, at other times, it's best to stop for a moment. Then turn around and take a look back down the path. All too often, the rockiest and bumpiest parts have been the most rewarding. For master woodcarver Lin Hongying, the path through life has been full of twists and turns. Traditionally, the ancient craft of wood carving has been mainly practiced by men. It has therefore been a long journey for Lin Hongying to become one of China's most skilled and respected woodcarvers. The journey began in Fujian province, where Lin Hongying grew up in a big family. Her father made a living by making traditional Chinese marriage beds for newlyweds, as well as other wood carvings. As the eldest of seven children, young Lin Hongying led a busy life. During the day, she helped her mother do chores around the house. In the evening, she sat with her father and learnt wood carving. First steps. Wood carving is a difficult craft to learn, especially for a young child. It needs a lot of patience. Lin Hongying began by drawing lines and shapes on pieces of wood. She then used chisels to carve out these basic designs. Over time, holding a chisel in one small hand and a wooden hammer tool in the other came naturally to Lin Hongying. Again and again, she raised her hammer, each time striking the chisel with control. Any loss of focus could mean a big bruise from the hammer or a sharp cut from the chisel. To improve on her designs, Lin Hongying started to learn drawing. She didn't have any art textbooks at home. Instead, she studied and copied the illustrations from some old books. From time to time, her father looked over her shoulder and gave her tips. After a year of hard work and persistence, Lin Hongying mastered the basics of wood carving. The young craft worker was able to create simple wood carvings all by herself. Striding out. As Lin Hongying's skills grew, so did the number of things that she could make out of wood. From scholars' seals to birds and flowers, and vivid characters from Chinese mythology, there was almost no limit to her creativity. For Lin Hongying, the most important part of wood carving was at the very start of the process. She would first look at a piece of wood carefully to consider its shape and size. With her bare hands, she would then feel its texture. Would this piece of wood make a good pen holder? She asked herself. Or would it be better suited for a carving of the mighty Lord Guan Yu? Or perhaps it could be turned into a group of graceful goddesses. Once her mind was made up, Lin Hongying could consider the finer details of her subject. She would then set to work using a pencil to sketch her design on the wood. Once the design was in place, Lin Hongying would turn to her precious collection of chisels, all with blades of different shapes and sizes. One by one, she would select each chisel, like a general sending out troops for combat. News of the female master woodcarver began to spread. Young people in the neighbourhood were inspired by Lin Hongying. They wanted to become woodcarvers just like her. Lin Hongying began teaching her new apprentices the basics of woodcarving. A few years later, when she was just 28 years old, Lin Hongying set up a small workshop. There, she and the apprentice woodcarvers began to make their creations together. Day in, day out, the sound of hammers beating on chisels filled the workshop. As the apprentices tapped away, wood chips flew high into the air. Lin Hongying would walk from table to table to check the progress of each work. She offered advice and encouragement to each of her apprentices. Over time, and thanks to Lin Hongying's support, the apprentices became skilled woodcarvers. People from all over China wanted to buy their works. Before long, woodcarvings from the workshop were sent overseas to buyers in Japan, Singapore, as well as many other places around the world. From strength to strength. In the years that followed, Lin Hongying's workshop went from strength to strength. Her reputation grew, and at the age of 42, she was invited to take part in an exhibition in Beijing. This exhibition aimed to showcase the skills of female craft workers in rural China. Lin Hongying had never left Fujian province. Nonetheless, she jumped at the opportunity to travel, to meet other artists, and display her craft. Visitors from all over China and from overseas came to the exhibition. All were amazed by the works they saw on display. Some visitors were even lucky enough to watch Lin Hongying carve her masterpiece, Chang'e Flying to the Moon. After the exhibition, word of Lin Hongying's talent continued to spread. Some of her works became part of the collections of the National Museum of China and the Chinese Traditional Culture Museum. Members of the World Crafts Council, AISBL, travelled from other countries to her workshop to see the master woodcarver at work.
A younger generation. The workshop was not just a space for learning and practicing woodcarving. It was also the playground of Lin Hongying's son, Chen Weiyi. Chunks of wood, all of different shapes and sizes, made perfect toys. Before long, little Chen Weiyi picked up a chisel and started woodcarving. Just like his mother, who was also his teacher, Chen Weiyi had a natural talent for the craft. By the time he was in junior high, he could carve magnificent dragons out of wood. When he wasn't at school, Chen Weiyi could usually be found in the workshop. There, he watched his mother at work and listened carefully to her advice. After graduating from high school, Chen Weiyi temporarily put down his woodcarving tools and went to university. at a crossroads. When he returned from university, Chen Weiyi began to look at wood carving with new eyes. His mother had always been dedicated to the traditional methods of her craft. Like everyone else in the workshop, she spent long hours bent over her work. Her hammer and chisels left her hands constantly scarred and sore. At the end of the day, her whole body ached. Her hair, skin and clothing were dotted with fine wood chips. It took Lin Hongying months or even years to finish a wood carving. During that time, just one slip of the chisel could ruin the whole work. Chen Weiyi knew that by using modern machinery, a perfect wood carving could be made in just a few days. He therefore wasn't at all surprised that many wood carvers had embraced these new methods. Chen Weiyi found himself at a crossroads. Should he take this shorter, faster, and more modern path? Or should he take the traditional one, which was longer, slower, and more difficult? A mind made up. At first, Chen Weiyi didn't know which way to turn. It was indeed very tempting to head down the shorter and faster path. Yet, in his heart of hearts, he knew he would miss handling wood with his bare hands. He would also miss the woody smell that always hung in the air of his mother's workshop. Traditional wood carving was demanding, but it was also rewarding. Machine work would not bring him the joy of creating a beautiful and unique work of art. With his mind made up, Chen Weiyi knew which path he had to take. He sharpened his chisels. It felt like greeting old friends. And as if thanking Chen Weiyi for his decision, the traditional tools worked better than ever before in his hands. The way ahead. Today, Lin Hongying and Chen Weiyi are both master wood carvers. Mother and son are inheritors of their craft and are doing all they can to pass it on to new generations. Lin Hongying is an inspiration to young people and continues to teach apprentices in her workshop. Some former apprentices now have workshops of their own. Some of them are even master wood carvers. Chen Weiyi continues to follow in his mother's footsteps. Each day he learns about and appreciates more of the traditional wood carving methods. By stopping to take a look back at his past, he has found the way to move forwards. He has preserved his family's future, as well as that of the intangible cultural heritage of wood carving. Word bank. Apprentice, blade, bumpy, carve, chisel, chunk, embrace, graceful, hammer, inheritor, mythology, newlyweds, persistence, reputation. Seal, sketch, tempting, texture.